Space. Space.
All right. So this is probably super weird, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Well, I was talking downstairs to somebody else, and now I'm just talking to a computer. It's weird because I just, there's something weird about it being a computer that makes it less real for me. I'm kind of technologically impaired, you know? Like, it just doesn't feel like I'm talking to somebody else. It just feels like I'm talking to myself. And maybe myself, I've got a problem with, like, talking to myself. Or something like that, I guess. And so it just makes it very hard to just talk into a microphone. So I guess this is just going to be hard for me, but I feel like it needs to be done because there's just a better interface, the talking. It's like a better way of getting information from Jacko brain to other human brain. And so if you're listening to this and it is the year 2045, I'm specifically talking to you, and I'm saying this is weird, but I'm just going to keep doing it because my brain needs that kind of an outlet, and I can do it in my writing, but this seems a little more practical given that it is the year 2025 and not the year 1947 or prior, because I think that's really when radio started to become a thing. I think it's also the fact that I'm hearing myself in the headphones, so it's just like, ugh, that's a weird thing, having your Jago voice in your head. So I plan to eventually do this with other people, right? Like my cousin Rocco, or my best friend Oliver, or my, you know, other best friend Naylor, or my girlfriend Peyton. You know, these other people in my life that exist and are fully human and are really awesome individuals, and I just love to talk to in a way that is permanently recorded somewhere on the internet, you know, so that when I'm 150 years old living in New Hampshire or California and on next to a golf course, I'll be able to listen to it and go, ah, that's really funny. But I also don't want to be a crazy nerd where it's like, this guy sucks because he's on a podcast or something like that. This guy, we talk to him all the time. His name is Jacko. He's a real problem. He's a real problem in our society. I tell you, we got to get him out of here. We got to get all the Jagos, round him up, take him to the camps, take him to the camps. You see, I'm already saying shit that it's like, I'm not okay really with that being out in the world, but you know, sometimes you gotta say it just to yourself or just to your friends or something like that, because it's like it expands your mind in a way that you can't comprehend. You know, sometimes God makes you say things and you don't know why you're saying them, but you had to have said them in that point because that's the way God wanted it to be, or some complicated shit like that. So I really don't know how long this has been going. Only about 5 minutes. So I guess I'd like these things to be around like 47 minutes or 132 minutes or round numbers like that, or 87 minutes. That'd be good, you know. And I just like to talk about things like the Jago brain, having a Jago brain, having a Jago mind, living in me, living in Indiana, living in Evansville, Indiana, living in the craziest time to be alive, other things like, you know, history, math, art, science, although I hate math, I don't know why I said math. Or just generally like stories from my life or stories from other people's lives when I bring them on here, or other people that, you know, have interesting things to say, or my cats, or literally anyone. Just anyone that would let me talk for like 17 hours, you know, and then put all that on the internet. That's, I think, the main goal, right? The main goal is to do a podcast that's 17 and a half hours long. And when you listen to it, it kind of just explains everything, right? It's like an artistic, literary achievement, right? It's not just a, oh, it's the 147th episode of Jacko's podcast. No, it's like, you know, the Epic of Gilgamesh. If you listen to it, it's like, we figured out the universe, so that in the future, when, you know, civilization has collapsed and we're in medieval Indiana, and medieval Indiana's got, you know, little pieces of America in it, like how, you know, the Republic of Venice had little pieces of Rome in it. And each of those empires, you know, needs some kind of a religion. And one of those empires just so happens to have the Jago religion. And so they need something to listen to whenever they have their renaissance and they can get tape or, you know, recordings from the internet or something, you know, like in some cool hyper, you know, sci-fi way. Because that's how the future works, you know. It's completely speculative, so you can do whatever you want, right? That's what I, you know, the past is, you know, that's cool, but, like, it's already set in place. You're just finding out facts. You can't really, I mean, you can if you make historical fiction, but I don't really like to go too deep into historical fiction because it's not real, and I'd want it to be real. I'd want it to be just, you know, 100% fact, and I'd be like, oh, that's a really good story, like the movie JFK. The movie JFK, oh, gosh, yeah. That movie is, it's a good story, it's a good American story, but yeah, it's not real, it's not a real factual thing that happened, which is like, ideally, kind of where you'd want to be with your, you know, literature, your art. You want it to reflect life in a way, you want it to be at least a little journalistic. You know, you don't want to write complete fantasy. Like, even the best fantasy, like Lord of the Rings, has, like, you know, humanity in it. It's not just jumbledy goop garble. You know, you got the movie The Dark Crystal, which is kind of like that. It's kind of like, you know, whatever you know, 8 minutes. Are you kidding me? It's getting harder than I thought, you see. When you have a podcast format, you have a lot of time and you can say a lot of things. And usually when I'm writing, I don't write a lot. I mean, I write poems or I write prose, and it's not super duper long. Like, you just got to keep talking. It's like a filibuster, you know. So I hope this is like has any merit to it, because if it doesn't, I'm just gonna stop doing it, you know. Like, if I do this and it's like, you know, episode 5 and it's like, okay, this isn't working, this sucks, I'm probably just gonna go back to writing things, right? But if, you know, I'm at episode 5 and it's like, oh, this is pretty funny, this is pretty good, you know, I'd listen to this in my car, you know, I would definitely consider continuing it. But it's just a very skeptical art form, you know. And I think I'm being too, like, already off the bat just being like,
Oh, this is gonna fail. Oh my God. Oh my shit. Holy fuck. Oh my God. Oh fuck, guys. Oh fuck. Oh shit.
Oh shit, my podcast is gonna
or something like that, you know, like if I do something like that, a little experimental, and it's just like, yeah, okay, that was kind of funny. Maybe we could do something a little funnier in the future. You know, this is very experimental at this point. I mean, I'm literally just talking into the computer, right? Like, it's not even a person. Oh my gosh. I'm just talking. I'm like kind of high and just talking. Like, there's some water. Here's some drumsticks. I'm just talking. But yeah, like, just imagine if in the medieval era, Rome had like iPhones and shit. You know, people in like 1400 would have found an iPhone and turned it on and been like, oh, Daft Punk. That's cool. You know, so by like 34, 50, like for sure, they got to have like at least one working iPod. And they're like, damn, the people from 2002 were grooving. They were really grooving. Jeez. But yeah, I'd like to have other people because, you know, like it becomes natural when I have another human there. It's like when it's just Jacko, it's like, what am I even doing? I'm just doing nothing, basically. It's just like, that's why I'd rather be in a band than like just making solo music. And I've been making solo music now for like, you know, 8 or 9 years at this point. I mean, it depends on what you count, because like you got the old classic voice memos from like 2017, 2018, 2019. But then you got like pretty big discography so far, I'd say. I mean, I've probably released like at least 3 albums a year on average from like 2020 to 2025. Not that you can actually listen to all those albums, but you know, they're out there somewhere on SoundCloud or something like that, you know. Then I've got like 2 or 3 albums out on Bandcamp, and it's like, I mean, that's a lot of music, but like probably like 20% of that is actually good, if that. Everything else is probably just kind of like subpar or needed to be in a studio kind of deal. But I don't have money or resources for that. I'd just rather be in a band where it's like probably 12 people and each person plays the mandolin or something like that. And y'all just go, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you...
Or something like that, you know.
I ate pizza earlier. No, it wasn't pizza. Fuck. It was a freaking cheese bread. It was cheese bread. Earlier, and that was pretty good. I'd say
it was about probably like 2,500 calories total. Yeah.
In other news, I have 10 million Zimbabwe dollars. Yeah, it's like my prized possession right there. I mean, $10 million. I mean, That's if you had $10 million, you could do practically anything. That's effectively like 100% anything, right? Like you could build a house in the boonies and turn it into some kind of like crazy commune, you know, holistic service out in the middle of Alberta or something, and then turn it into a post-apocalyptic bunker, and then have it survive like 20 years after the apocalypse, and then boom, you got post-world Iron Age society right there. It's like, whoa. So, I bet you like 5 people will listen to this. 5. Guaranteed. And if you're here at this point, you are a true friend. You're a true Jago friend. You win. Okay, like I'm gonna name 5 names, and if you are one of those people listening to this right now, that means you have won. You are 100%. You're gonna be up there when I
you know, get married one day. Oliver, if you're listening, you know, Oliver, you know, Peyton, Naylor, Cooper, and Owen, you know. If you're one of those people, you know, you probably, you know me very well, you know. So this is either really strange for you and really terrible and really bad, and maybe it'll be a good thing one day. Or it's already a good thing and you're just like, Jacko, stop being a fucking, you know. Or it's just really bad, you know. Like, this just could be like crazy person in a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest kind of stuff where you're just like, oh, poor guy. His brain is fucked. He did way too many drugs. His brain's fucked. In that case, hello, therapist. Hello there. I hope your life is fine. You know, doing good shit in the world. I don't think I'm going to edit this that much either. If I do, it'd be just like figuring out a way to record it better next time. You know. I like the natural, raw feeling. People can speed it up, I guess, if they want to. And maybe I'll talk faster one day once I get used to talking to a computer or I have guests. Because I usually talk typically pretty fast, especially when I get, you know, right at about level 3 stoned. So, I also drink a lot, so that'll have to be edited out, I guess. But, you know, long-term plans, I'd really like to get somebody to film it, you know. And I don't think it would be 17 and a half hours. Maybe on a really long episode. Maybe you have, like, the classic The Boys on or something, like, you know. That'd be 17 and a half hours. But if it was, like, just like a weekly thing or daily or semi-daily thing where I just, you know, have a person over and record a podcast, you know, I'd like to have two or three people helping me out, you know, just like filming it, editing it, you know, being on it, general vibes, paying half of the rent or whatever. And if it really just sucks, if it didn't just suck and nothing happens, then I guess it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. You just don't do it, Jacko. Don't do it. We're all going to be really mad at you if you do this, Jacko. Or something like that. Where people love it and they're like, oh, geez, Jacko, how come be on your podcast? I'll be on your podcast, Jacko. Or they're just like, yo, Jacko, it's me, Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, let's be on your podcast. Yeah. I don't know if I could get... I don't think he's going to be alive, you know, for that much longer. Poor guy, he's super old, you know, like, I mean, he's got a trinochrome, but that only goes so long. That's probably really bad. Oh, well. How long should this one be? I'm thinking like 37 to 47 minutes, you know, first episode. And then I gotta figure out how to post it to Spotify. It's probably not too hard, you know. It'll probably cost me an arm and a leg. I'm already broke as is, so it's okay. Maybe start a little Patreon and be like, if you give me $15 a month, I will spray paint my stomach with your name on it and then do a crazy TikTok or something, you know. I don't like TikTok. I never used TikTok. The thing sucks. So if you use TikTok, stop using it. That would be my recommendation. If you went to the Jacko Doctor, the Jackistan Hospital in Jackistan City, and they were like, oh, my son's depressed. He's gonna kill himself. Oh, suicide. I'd be like, okay, is he have TikTok? Does he have social media? And they're like, well, duh, yeah. Well, it's 2025. And I'm like, yeah, get rid of that. You'll be fine. Yeah. Okay. Mandate. No social media in Jackistan. Boom. Nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. No more internet, no more problem. That's what the king of Jackistan would say to any Jackistanian that was like, please, oh, wise king, give us the internet so we could know everything. I'd be like, you already know everything you need to know, buddy. I'm sorry, you just don't need it. And then send him on his way to read an illuminated manuscript. An illuminated manuscript. So, I guess what I really need from you guys is, like, if you know somebody who's wanting to be on a podcast or just, like, do experimental things in life or, you know, talk to Jacko, just have them come record a podcast with me, you know? We'll figure it out. We'll do it together. And it doesn't even have to be more than one podcast, you know? If that's all you want, it could be two, three. It could be however you want. Like, I'm an open book. I will talk to anybody. Because I'm giving in. I'm giving in to the devil. He's giving in to the devil. He's using the podcast technology. It's modern woke shit. It's modern woke shit. Stuff like that, you know? It doesn't even have to be funny or weird or... I mean, if it's just bad, that's really why. If this is just bad, just tell me. Just go up to me and be like, okay, Jacko, I know the podcast idea is, like, really good idea, but this is not good. You're just not... It's not executing. If that happens, you gotta let me know. Like, you just gotta let me know. Or if it really sucks and you know how I can fix it, you know, give me suggestions. I want positive and negative criticism. Like, I want everything. Just ream it into me on a piece of paper, please. Or something like that. Yeah, just give it to me on a piece of paper. Written in writing. I'd like it in writing, please. No, it doesn't need to be in writing. Just tell me. Just be like, hey, Jacko, yeah, it didn't work. Yeah. Or you can be like, yo, that was actually pretty funny. That was actually pretty good. Just change your cadence a little bit or whatever. Stop telling so many dreams and stop telling so many jokes and just be serious and do an actual podcast. You know, just tell me that. Just tell me that. Or if you know, like, any podcast tips and tricks, like, don't do it in the middle of the night. Don't do it at 1 a.m. because that's what I'm doing right now. It's literally 1:09 a.m. I'm supposed to be at my girlfriend's at, like, 10 a.m. So that's not that many a.m.s until then. I just spent $1,287 on my car. God, cars! Every day I wake up and I'm in a society with cars. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck happened? Society used to be so cool before the cars. We used to walk everywhere. We used to ride the electric trolleys. And now it's just like, oh, balls, I don't want that. Get it out of here. Get it out of here. We gotta get these cars out of here. We gotta... No more cars. I tell you, it's really bad. It's really evil. This is very evil. Yeah. Other people. Yeah, I just want other people on the podcast. I just want other people on the podcast. You know, it can be Jacko's podcast, it can be solo Jacko, but I feel like that would be boring for all of us. You know, I'm not that interesting of a person. You know, I've got, like, maybe a few good stories here, you know, like, maybe some cool lore, but, like, I'm not going to be able to, like, just fully flesh everything out until I get somebody else on there, like, with me. And it's like, oh, we're getting a jive, we're getting a jet, yeah, this is good, you know. And, you know, eventually it ceases to be a podcast for me. It just becomes a conversation. That'd be the ultimate goal, is just a conversation with somebody, and it's recorded so you can go back and listen to it. That would be perfect. Now, if I listen to this and it's just really bad, I'm probably not going to post it anywhere crazier than, like, SoundCloud or something like that. But if it's good and you want me to, I'll try to post it on, like, Spotify. So tell me that, too. Yeah.
Necessary beer. Needed to do podcast.
I don't know if you heard that, but it said a necessary being to do podcast. I don't know why I said that, but Yeah, I do believe in like a necessary being, you know, that grounds reality, like God. So a fair warning that this podcast is probably going to be a little religious and definitely not in the standard Christian way. So if you follow like a standardized religion, first off, I want to talk to you on this podcast, but second off, this is going to be a really heretical, you know, podcast, a very magical, esoteric, Gnostic podcast, the kind of shit you do not want your people under the age of 20 listening to. Because I'd like to think I have at least a little decent amount of wisdom being a 22-year-old in Evansville, Indiana. I mean, I lived probably about 95% of my life in this hick town. Little bit in the fancy schmancy Bloomington. You know it's bad when you think Bloomington, Indiana is fancy. Like when you go there the first time. You know that's a bad sign when you think that's what's the world's got out there. Because that's where I was at one point. I was like, I'll just be here in the basement for 2 months. It's fine. In Evansville, Indiana, it's fine. But Evansville, Indiana's rough, I tell you. It's just like an extremely boring city. Extremely boring, extremely under-designed, pretty standard Midwest sprawl kind of garbage. Wrecked and ravaged by global capitalism and built up and tainted and polluted by, you know, probably filthy oil barons in the 1890s. And then, like, sequestered into this weird spot in the southern Midwest for decades to rot into, like, a degraded semi-industrial, you know, restaurant town? I don't even know how you would describe it. Like, 45% of our economy is probably just people going to Los Bravos. And the other 60% is, like, steel corporations. Like, what the fuck? I mean, you got Toyota, but that's in Gibson County. So that's way up there. And then you got, like, USI, UE hospitals and shit. But that's, like, you know, that's not really in the city. That's kind of on the edges or in, like, really specific spots of the city. Everything else is just kind of, like, churches, you know, random office buildings that don't make sense, factories, and strip malls, and, like, housing. 118,000 people live in the city, which is insane to me, because I don't know how 118,000 people would decide by the age of probably like 25, that they want to live in Evansville, Indiana. Oh my goodness graciousness. Like, what the fuck? I got to get out of here at least by 25. If it is the year 2027, November 2027, and I'm still in Evansville, you know I failed. It's like, geez, this town is nothing. And it's not, I'm not saying it's the worst. By all means, it's a, you know, American town. It's got freaking, you know, Subway on every corner, you know, endless food. It's fine. But it's like a cornucopia and that's it. It's like, okay, once you get past the good restaurants, it's like bowling? We could go bowling. You want to go bowling? No, nobody wants to go bowling every weekend. This isn't California, you know. There's bars and shit, but bars suck. People are like, oh, bars so fun. Yeah, you just go drink? Come on. That's boring as freak. Drinking is awful. It gives you a headache. There's just no reason to do that every, you know, unless you're like, you know, fun, hip guy, not like Jacko, I guess. There's some coffee shops, but coffee's gross. Very gross. It's very disgusting. And then there's like, at that point, it's just pizza shops and other things. And it's just like, come on. I don't want to spend my afternoon inside a pizza shop. It's not a restaurant. I might as well just go home, you know? So you go home, and then you're at home, and all there is to do is watch TV or TikTok or some bullshit. That's why I like to read and try to do other things, because it's like, what else am I going to do? It's like freaking boring town. You know, if I lived in Chicago, Philadelphia, I might start a fucking society or something, or live in a commune where it's like, oh, there's some life here. We can make true art together as a large couple of people. You know what I mean? So it's like, whew. Evansville, geez, it's just a stinky little town. It's just stinky, stinky. And the roads, man, the cars, oh my God, what the freak. I think every American should be ashamed at the sheer number of vehicles that are on our roads. It's just ridiculous. So like if you want to go anywhere in this town, you gotta freaking drive. Like you could live two blocks from a place within walking distance, and there's a freaking hole in the sidewalk that you can trip and die on. It's like very dangerous to walk in this town, I swear to goodness graciousness. And then you got your town split into four pieces by two massive highways, and then it's surrounded by highway. There's not even that many forests that are like really good. Like you got Wesselmans, you got Howell Wetlands, but that's like basically it. There's no like good in-city forest like Bloomington or something like that. And it's the downtown's cut off from everywhere else. It's just like, ugh, why'd you design it that way? I'm sure in 1903, when the edge of town was like Gemtown or 7th Street, I mean, I'm sure the town was cool then when there was like 50,000 people and it was the size of a toenail and there was like brothels and shit, but now it's like, God, it's so boring. At least it ain't as boring where my girlfriend Peyton lives. Jeez. There ain't nothing out there. Rural is awful. I don't know why anyone would live in the middle of nowhere. Unless you're Amish, which would be cool, because there'd probably be a community of Amish there. But if you're just living out there alone in 2025, it's like, what are you doing? Like, are you just pissing and shitting and farming? That's it? Like, wow. Watching TV? If that? Like, come on. The funnest parts of my life, I'd say, up to this moment, are in cities. Like, you know, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Louisville, Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, even Orlando has some cool places that are just better than whatever the hell we got here in Evansville. Like, there's like basically one part of Evansville you can walk in, and it's the downtown, and it's like okay. It's not like bad, but it's like okay, and it's really boring, and there's like one good strip of like actual walkable businesses and shit, and then everything else is just kind of like cool old buildings, cool old homes, and a library and things like that. So, well, I guess I'll wrap this up soon. I apologize to steal precious time from your life. The time that you'll never get back. So if you did listen all the way to this, I applaud you. I give you a little clap, you know, clap of the hands. I hope that I can do a second one and maybe a third and a fourth and a fifth. Say, because that's what I've said I'll do. And hopefully in those other ones, I can get people to do it with me. So it's not absolutely terrible. Yeah. And like, I'm sure I'll have my friends on and stuff, you know. That'd be awesome. That'd be freaking awesome. Y'all know it. You know, it's, you know. Yeah. I think the main takeaways from this podcast are like, you know, be prepared for a weird podcast. Be prepared for like insane shit, hopefully. And also, like, cars are bad. We need walkable cities. We need them now. Or else our society is going to collapse and become medieval. Which, I mean, would be probably good for like the ultra rich, but for nobody else, you know? Nobody else. Because medieval would be bad. Medieval America would be bad. What we really need is like socialist, democratic, socialist America. That's what we need. But it doesn't look like things are going to go that way for us. Sorry, guys. We're going to do something different this time. We're going to... You know what Rome did? We're just going to do what Rome did again. Seriously. Like, come on, come on. But yeah. All I need you to do is say, is this a good thing or a bad thing? If it's a good thing, continue listening. If it's a bad thing, stop listening. I'm only going to do this if it benefits you in some kind of a way. If it doesn't benefit you, if it's just boring, if it's just bad, I'm not going to do it. And I'm just going to turn it off, never do it again. So if it is something that brings you utils, just let me know. Other than that, I mean, it's just going to be a fun ride, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. This is the first time I've ever done this medium in art, pretty much. I mean, I've tried recording podcasts before, but those would be insane finds if I could find them on my old computer from like 5 years ago. Maybe, I guess sometimes I've had some other ideas where it's like, oh, maybe I'll try some food or something, do like a GMM kind of thing where it's like, oh, I'll try some food and see if how I like it or something. But then there'd be a bunch of eating noises. You probably don't want the eating noises. So I just like the idea is just talk, you know, just have a conversation into the podcast world, whatever fake podcast world we're in. Talk about the things that are interesting to us, you know, our lives, memories, history, like as a catalog of the Jago brain at a particular moment. And then within the process of that, you know, just come up with zany type shit, you know, that keeps a continuous podcast going. Kind of like the Boston Baked Bean Man of, you know, Chilluminati or you know, some stupid Joe Rogan bullshit, you know, like monkey ape stone theory or something like that. Where it's just like, yeah, the Jago podcast has this funny bit where he does the Donald Trump voice all the time. We gotta do the Donald Trump. If we don't do it, it's not the Jago podcast without it. Gonna have to keep doing it, even though he's dead now. But he's not dead because it's still 2025. But yeah, so I guess I'll be wrapping it up soon. Feels kind of sad, you know. It's been 37 minutes that we've known each other. So, yeah, plan 5 episodes for now. And if I can do that plan, I get to 5 and it's not terrible, then I'll do maybe 5 more. And then, you know, if I can do any more than that, maybe, you know, I'll just keep going. I don't know. Also, like, maybe tell me some topics that you might want. Like, what is something you want to hear Jacko's perspective on? What's something you want to hear the Jacko lore drop? Like, for example, conspiracy theories. If you, like, want to hear what's the Jacko take on a conspiracy theory or the Jacko take on a religious topic or the Jacko take on, like, a historical moment or a movie or pretty much any piece of media that I've seen or that I can see and then review or something like that. I don't know. Like, what's the Jacko perspective? If you're wondering that for a topic, you know, just tell me. Be like, hey, Jacko, do a podcast on economics. And I'll be like, all right, I think we should live in communism. And that's the end of the podcast, you know, or something like that. Something really funny and experimental like that. So you just got 2 podcasts. You got that podcast, and then you got the secret micro communism podcast in the middle of the first podcast. And it's kind of like, you know, how Jaws 3 is actually Jaws 2 or how Jaws, you know, 3 is actually Jaws 4 and Jaws 2 is actually Jaws 3 and Jaws 4 is actually Jaws 5 and Jaws 5 is actually Jaws 6 because Jaws 2 is actually a different movie. It's actually a different movie according to Greg Turkington. But yeah, only Oliver will get that one. But yeah, so this podcast will probably be uploaded, I'd say, sometime in the month of June 2025, which we're already halfway through the year. Fuck. You know, I wanted to do a podcast in the year 2021 in like September. And so the fact that I'm doing it in June 2025 is pretty fucked. But anyway, I hope you have a good day, afternoon, night, morning, whatever you're in, whatever time you're saying or listening to this, even if it is past the year 2045 or in the year 2045 or in the year 2025 or in the year 5,000 trillion, have a good life and day and mind, and keep an open mind and keep a pasteurized mind. You know, you don't want any microbes up in there.
You don't want any microbes in your mind.
That's probably bad.